Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back, winding down here at FinTech South 2018, broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But I think maybe we saved the best for last, Lee.
I think he's the headliner.
I think we have got headliner material here. I mean, the name of the company is all over the building. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Executive Vice President, Head of Network and Security Solutions for a little company some of you may have heard of called First Data, Mr. Barry McCarthy. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. And you got to be careful not to oversell me like you just did.
Pressure's on you, Barry. Can you tell us a little bit about FinTech South and what it means to First Data?
Sure. So let me start by talking about how important the FinTech ecosystem is in Metro Atlanta and in its role in helping attract First Data to Atlanta for its headquarters. There's a bigger concentration of FinTech companies in Atlanta than just about anywhere else in the world, and we're very confident that we have the highest concentration of FinTech companies. But it's not just payment companies, and payment companies here are huge. Our company, First Data, is a commerce enabler, and of course, payments is part of that. But about 70% of all payment transactions flow through companies either headquartered in Atlanta or Metro Atlanta or have a significant presence here. But it's much, much bigger than payments. There's also hardware companies like NCR, other companies like Sage, but even big retailers that you might not otherwise think of as fintech companies are very focused in financial technology because it's the underlying infrastructure of how they run their business. Delta Airlines, Home Depot, UPS, all are engaged in the fintech ecosystem. And FinTech South, which is the event that is happening here today, really not only celebrates and promotes fintech across Atlanta, but it's beginning to promote it across the region and nationally as well. And it's great for First Data to be part of that ecosystem. It's great for First Data to have an opportunity to talk to potential customers and clients here at this event today, but also to build the ecosystem for strengthening our business footprint here, making our company grow faster and succeed better.
Now, do you see Atlanta as unique in the area of collaboration, where you get a lot of partnerships between enterprise and entrepreneurs or public and private? Do you find that the different constituencies play well together?
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the many things that makes the ecosystem, the fintech ecosystem here in Atlanta, so robust and unique, is that companies large and small, mature and young, partner together to create new solutions. So, for example, First Data partnered with a young company here called AccuLink that was in the debit space. We're a big company in the debit space. We have a large debit network called Star, and AccuLink had a nice complementary technology, and we worked with them for a period of time to help them be successful and ultimately bought the company. So it's a great example of large, more mature companies partnering with young, nimble companies to create something that creates great value and then ultimately buying that company and then recycling that venture capital money back into the ecosystem here. So I think that's one example, but there are many other examples in the ecosystem of companies large and small helping each other. And, you know, Atlanta is very unique in that way because business leaders are accessible, they want to help each other, and they want to create a bigger, more robust ecosystem. And the only way to do that is build more business. And partnering together can help make that happen.
Now, if you could wave a magic wand, what are some of the things that you need us to do a better job in?
You know, I say the first thing is that I don't think that people outside of the Atlanta marketplace have any idea about the scale and scope of fintech in our community. So it is, you know, with 70% of payment transactions here and the highest concentration of other fintech companies here than anywhere else really we believe in the world, and people don't even know it. So on a global scale, no one really understands the ecosystem that's here. But also we need to do a better job. So that's number one, on a global scale, promote and have the marketplace better understand the role that the Atlanta ecosystem plays. Second, we need to do a better job of attracting talent out of our university systems. So we have a number of people graduating annually that have great skills, but they don't even know our industry exists. So they get attracted to other industries or to be, you know, called off to the Silicon Valley or some other place when we have great, exciting opportunities here. Third thing we got to do is we got to make sure we maintain the great legislative environment we have here, which is very pro-business, very pro-fintech. And last, we got to make sure that there's adequate capital for young companies and large companies to continue their expansions here. So it's really four things that we think the ecosystem can benefit from additional focus. First, promoting on a global scale, and that's clearly what FinTech South is part of that. Second is making sure that we have great talent available for these growing companies here. Third, we got to have great legislative environment. Fourth, we got to make sure there's adequate capital.
So now for First Data, how do you kind of measure the success of that like this?
First Data is a big sponsor of the Technology Association of Georgia, and I'm currently the chairman of something called FinTech Atlanta. And FinTech Atlanta is really focused on pulling together all the many pieces that are part of the ecosystem. So TAG is a big part of it, the American Transaction Processor Coalition, the Metro Chamber, Venture Atlanta, among many other organizations. And FinTech Atlanta is trying to pull all of that together to give a unified voice for all things FinTech in our ecosystem. And here at First Data, we think that that is important for the ecosystem. And the benefit that we get for participating in that is that by improving the ecosystem overall, we believe rising tide will raise all boats. And we're the biggest boat. We are the biggest financial technology company in Atlanta. So we think we have a special role in making sure that the ecosystem is strong and robust. And as that ecosystem improves, we believe we'll be in the right intersection for our business to grow, have, you know, great talent available to us, and continue to grow our business here.
Now, how can we do a better job of getting the word out about all of the great things that are happening here? Like you mentioned, that tooting our own horn, I don't know if that's a Southern thing, but it should be something that we do a better job in.
You know, I think that is a big focus. It's clearly a big focus of what FinTech Atlanta is really trying to do and promote, is to coordinate the activities across the ecosystem to make sure our messages are consistent. We have a clearinghouse for all that information and one voice going forward in the marketplace. But we also have to do a better job as companies. Each of our individual companies have a bigger role to make sure that their customers and partners outside of Atlanta understand the great things that are going on here, to encourage them to bring new work and new workers and jobs to our metropolitan area. And then also participate in things like are happening today with FinTech South, with the P20 Summit that'll be here in October, and participating with the various organizations that are here. These things don't happen overnight, but they only happen with sustained effort and sustained commitment from the players in the ecosystem. And I'm very proud of what FinTech Atlanta, as the coordinating body, has been able to achieve, but it certainly has not been able to do it alone. It's been the help of companies like First Data, but also American Transaction Processor Coalition, companies like Equifax, and many, many more that have been really helpful in driving this message forward.
What about the way that the film industry has kind of incented the filmmakers to put Atlanta at the back end of every motion picture?
Well, clearly, the state of Georgia has done a brilliant job at attracting the movie industry to do a significant majority of the production here in Atlanta. On its own, with the great business environment we already have, FinTech has grown up here without as much direct focus from the state government. Clearly, additional help or support for expansion of businesses here would be most welcome. But also, we can do things like promote. So clearly, there are things that we're considering about asking companies to put, you know, FinTech Atlanta on the bottom of, you know, some of their advertising or in some of their media or in some of their PR releases, to say, you know, at the bottom of explaining their company and having another small footnote there about, you know, proudly part of FinTech Atlanta. So we are still early in all of this, but we've gotten great liftoff. The University System of Georgia has already approved a FinTech curriculum, which is going to be outstanding for us to help attract and keep the talent that's here. And as businesses expand here, we think, you know, the sky's the limit.
So for you, we're nearing the end of this event. What were some of the highlights?
You know, first of all, I think that having it in this tremendous facility, it showcases not only FinTech in Atlanta, but it really put a spotlight and showcase on Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is a remarkable engineering feat, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And I think it showcases our city brilliantly. Second thing I would tell you is the diversity of customers and diversity of businesses that were here was really remarkable. Everything from the biggest consulting companies like Accenture, the biggest commerce enabling companies like First Data to big data providers like Equifax, all the way down to very young entrepreneurial nimble companies that are just starting. I think there were approximately 100 students here, along with faculty members trying to take in and understand the fintech ecosystem. And now we had legislators and other public officials here. And so we really brought together the best of our community, companies, technology organizations, economic development groups like the Chamber, as well as companies large and small, and really put it together in, I think, a really impressive show.
Well, thank you, Barry, and thanks to First Data for being such a good corporate citizen to really helping making events like this happen.
Glad to. We're proud to be here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Barry McCarthy with First Data, we can't thank you enough for everything you're doing for the community, for the fintech ecosystem, and for taking some time out and coming to visit with us this afternoon, man.
Glad to. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right, we will be back in a few from Fintech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and P-Pro. P-Pro takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.